בוקר טוב, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, פעמיים כי טוב, today is high לחודש מנחם אב. We are moving right along, next סוגיה דף, למד א' עמוד א', next סוגיה which is בו שבתה. So he says, they told me not to say בשין, because it's not such כבוד, you say בשינים. נכון? יותר כבוד. בשין means sit, אבל שלא בדרך כבוד, and בשינים is יותר בדרך כבוד, נכון? Okay, so he says like this. So he says,
"Sir, my coin
throw." Tana, yavesh pasul. Now we're back to dinei arba'at aminim. We took a break. Now we're back to sukkah. Yeah, like the Mishnah said, lulav yavesh is pasul. So does the Baraita. However, the Baraita throws in shitat Rabbi Yehuda, which we didn't see in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Says the Gemara, what's going on? Amar ava machloket balulav. The Rabbanan savri makshin al lulav laitrog. Ma etrog vayadar, af lulav vayadar. Rabbi Yehuda sava, la makshin al lulav laitrog. Aval baitrog, divrei akol ba'inan adar. Yeah? Rava says, this machloket, whether or not needs adar, is only by the lulav. Machloket is whether we make a hekesh or not. Hekesh Rabotai, as we're going to see, is one of the midot, yud gimal midot she'atora nidreshet. Okay? Well, it's not really, but it's kind of binyan av. Yeah? Well, we're going to see in the Aruch HaShulchan, Kapot Tamarim, they discuss it. But the question is whether or not you're able to be done be'atzmo. Whether you learn out lulav from etrog. Why would the Rabbanan learn out lulav from etrog? It's the same pasuk, right next to it. Aval, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn it. Yeah. Aval, etrog, everybody agrees that it has to be hadar. Why? Because the pasuk says peri ha'etz hadar mash katuv katuv. Yes, that's that. Says the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't take that sitting down. What do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need hadar by lulav? Ma pitom? Says the Gemara. Uva lulav la ba'ir Rabbi Yehuda hadar beemet. By lulav he doesn't need hadar ve'atenan. Rabbi Yehuda omer yagdenu mil ma'ala ma'itama lav mishum debay hadar. Right now we know, and we've spoken about this before, that Rabbi Yehuda does require the lulav to be bound, to be tied. Right now the Gemara is thinking, thank you, why in the world should Rabbi Yehuda require the lulav to be tied if not for hadar? Which, by the way, the Acharonim are going to ask, what in the world is the hava amina to think that there's a chiyuv igud because of hadar? I don't know if you got there. Huh? Igud is time. We're going to see.
Nice, but don't mess up and spit out.
Be'emet, what about what Rabbi Yehuda says over there, that nifredu alav is kasher?
One opinion is tied up to the chathchila, the other one is that's not kosher.
I'm giving you a sneak peek into the Kapot Marim. Oh, the Kapot Marim and the Rabbi Kveger, at the end of the Amud, they ask this thing, what's bichlan dahava amina? Tov, nireh. But anyway, the Gemara knocks that off. The Gemara says, no, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda requires aguda is not because of hadar, rather because of mashu acher. Says the Gemara, la kedaktani ta'ama, there's a different reason. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Tarfon kapot temarim kafut, which means what? Another way to read kapot is kafut. What does kafut mean?
Tied.
How so? Vimaya parud yechatefenu, which means that if it is separated, tie it up. Says the Gemara, now we're going to try again. Ela, he says, "Vela bai hadar." Really, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need hadar. Ve'atenan enogdin etalulav ela bemino divre Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda that we just said before that requires agidat alulav. He says that you can only use mino. So why are we thinking originally? Once again, the Gemara takes this hava mina. Why do we think that it has to be tied with one of the mina alulav hadar? Says the Gemara, no. Ma'itama lav mishum debai hadar la. We say that the fibers of the lulav, of the palm tree, are kashir to tie it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Are those pretty?
Nope.
It's not pretty, it's ugly. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says it's kashir. Apparently, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda requires tying the lulav only b'mino has nothing to do with adar, and everything to do with, says the Gemara, ve'la ma'itama, the Rabbi Yehuda, Hatam de kasavar lulav tzarich eged. V'imayit elina achrina, havalu chamisha minin. Says the Gemara, listen carefully. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion. We don't hold like that. Yeah, this is machloket the Gemara spoke about already on Daf Tet. We hold like the Rabbanan lulav en tzarich eged. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the lulav requires tying. Since it's something that the lulav requires, if you bring a different mean, what did you just do?
Bal tosif.
Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, by the way, and this is the halacha, according to the Rabbanan, since the lulav does not require tying, if you tie it with a different mean, what's the halacha? It's okay. But according to the Biyuda, that the part of mitzvat halulav is that it has to be tied. If you take a different mean, you did bal tosif. Nothing to do with hadar, says the Gemara. Now, says the Gemara, now, so we're done with lulav. The Gemara struck out on trying to prove that Rabbi Yehuda might need hadar by lulav. That's out. Now we're reverting back to etrog. What did the Gemara say according to Rabbi Yehuda by etrog?
Hadar.
Everybody, according, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you need zeh. You need hadar. Why?
Because pritz hadar.
Pritz hadar, says the Gemara. ובאתרוג מבאי רבי יהודה הדר באמת והתניה ארבעת מינים שבלולב כשן שן פוחתין מהן כך אין מוסיפין עליהם לא מצא אתרוג לא יביא לא פריש ולא רימון ולא דבר אחר. Yeah, over there there's a different din that what? Just like you can't add on, just like you can't detract from the minim of the lulav, so too you can't add on. Add on means also in this context, it doesn't necessarily mean add on, it also means to substitute. Right, if you don't, I didn't find the etrog, so let me bring a quince.
Moft.
Havut. No, not a moft. Well, it's cheap, called in. It's called be.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah.
Be.
What's be?
Quince.
In Persian, quince.
How did you?
Havush.
How do you know quince is in Persian?
Hello, Efata. She says, yeah.
I don't know this English.
We're American.
Huh?
No, I'm saying it's moft. That the etrog is.
Yeah.
I know it is in English.
Yeah, no, a person. That's what it is. Why did... Hello. Why did the...
I don't know what it is.
Hello, hello. You didn't know?
It's a quince.
It's a fruit. It looks like an apple. Quince? Hello, takshiv tov. Why is... Rimon, why did the Gemara bring that? If I don't have an etrog, bring a rimon. Why? It's a nice looking fruit. Why a quince? Because a quince is similar looking to an etrog. It's like a yellow apple that also has a very... It has a striking...
Huh? Lemons aren't bumpy.
That's the best
one on the street.
Lemons aren't pretty.
They say that lemons are.
Come on, that's not
my thing. Huh?
Yeah, acidically, that's why.
And Yodama, Aval, Takshiv Tov. So he's saying, what's he saying over here? You can't substitute. What's the end of the Baraita? He says, Davar Acher, Kmushin Ksherin, Yeveshim Psulim. If it's wilted, which means it's a little bit.
Slightly dry.
A little bit dry, Kasher, but if it's dry, Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Yeveshin. Rabbi Yehuda says that even Yavesh, Arba'at Aminim, and over here the Baraita is going on all Arba'at Aminim, including Etrog, and it says Rabbi Yehuda is Makhshir, B'Yavesh. Just disproved.
Yavesh is dried?
Huh? Yavesh is toast. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says Kasher. And he follows it up with the story. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh b'vnei karachin, she'yum orishin et lulavehin, l'vnei b'nehin. Right? These people, these townspeople, I guess they couldn't get their hands on Etrogim for years and years. What would they do? They would send down their Etrogim, their Lulavim Etrogim. They would give it over as inheritance. Wow. Like keepsakes. What do you think it looks like by the time you give it to your grandson? Looks like a anyodama, like the black stuff that they put into polochoresh, right? Those, you know what I'm talking about? The black limes. Anyway.
Oh, the limes.
You know what I'm talking about? One time somebody served me a zeh. I thought it was like a dried fruit, prunes. You know, Moroccans put a lot of dried fruit into their food. So I bit into it. I thought it was part of the... And it was not a matzah. It was not a... No, it's like a crunch into something that... It's like a... Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? No, it's little black stuff. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, mikol makom. Only afterwards they told me you're not supposed to eat that. Anyway.
Why is it in there?
I don't know.
Don't eat it, but
That's flavor to you. So now he says like this, Rabotai, listen carefully. Yes, sir.
Doesn't it only say Molishin et Lulavehin? How do we say everything?
It's talking about everything. Over there, it's talking about all the Baraita is talking about Arba'at Aminim. So over there, we're questioning Rabbi Yehuda Be'emet. He told me that he agrees to Hadar Ba'etrog Zanon Achon. You see from the Baraita not. And the Gemara also doesn't counter by saying, oh, it's only Lulav. No. The Gemara says, Amru Misham Ra'ayah In Sha'at Adachak Ra'ayah. Right? Over there, it's not a raya because they had nothing else. And what's the halacha? All of the arba'at aminim that are pasul. When you have nothing else, what's the halacha?
Bishat
adachak. Kulam nitalim.
Most of them, Misa and
So what does the Gemara say? Ketanim yat, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af yevishin kshirin. Mai la va'etrog, la alulav. The Gemara, oh. So you were going in the maskana. Right now, we're thinking that the baraita is talking about all the minim, including lulav. Kamash Malan says, no, it's not a question. Over there, it's talking about lulav. And therefore, since it's talking about lulav, nothing changed. Like we said before, Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav doesn't have to be adar. But the maskana tagmara, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that the etrog needs to be adar. Okay? This is the general sugya. Now we have to break it down to Rashi, Taisvis. There's a lot of stuff. I'm sure as you were learning Gemara, what's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? There's a lot of these questions. Sometimes when you're learning Gemara, you have to take apart the Havamina. The Gemara doesn't just throw stuff. Oh yeah, even a Havamina, you have to understand what was the logic behind the Havamina and what changed the Maskana. So we're going to focus on a bunch of those today.
To be
Zochet
to Rashi and then be
Mechavet
to Tosot before you see Rashi.
You're going to be Zochet to read Rashi. Yes, he says like this.
Not the same.
Yeah, says Rashi. Is it Rashi? Ma'itrug. Yeah, go ahead. 2, 4, 6 lines from the bottom in Rashi. Baruch Ata Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shehakol Nihya B'Dvarav.
Ma'itrug. By Hadar Kedektiv Be'eh. Chazal Priyat Hadar. Lo Machinan Lo Hukshu Lo Mod Zeh Mizeh Velo Nita Niten Nidrosh Me'atzmo Mikol Yigim Umil Chator Nidrosh Ben Elek Kav V'Chomer.
Stop. Okay. You see two things from this Rashi. This is a very important Rashi. Tosfot's going to attack this Rashi. But Rashi just said two things. First of all, he considered Hekesh one of the Yudgiman Midot. You see that clearly, because the Gemara is talking about Hekesh.
But you don't say that in the morning, do
we? Well, maybe you say Binyan Av. Maybe that's Hekesh. Binyan Av mikatuv echad. Binyan Av in the same Pasuk, like this. Binyan Av mishene ketuvim. Two different Pasukim. So Rashi is considering Hekesh one of the Yudgiman Midot. But more importantly, Rashi just said that not only is it one of the Yudgiman Midot, but you cannot learn it yourself. Which means what?
You need a Mesorah.
You need your Rebbe to teach it to you. What's the only one of the Yudgiman Midot, according to Rashi, that you're allowed to logically implement on your own? Only Kal Vachomer, because Kal Vachomer is solely based on
logic.
Yeah? In Latin, it's called a fortiori. Yeah?
If it... I always see it in literature.
How do
you say it?
Art scroll. Torah science,
every single page.
Hello, Tekshivu Tov. That's Rashi. Taisvis is going to vehemently disagree on that.
He's saying, where is Lo Makshina and Gemara? What's that going on?
Lo Makshina and Lulav Etrog.
Oh.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not Makish. We do not juxtapose Lulav to Etrog.
Because you didn't have Masor from Israel.
That's how Rashi understands it.
That's Rashi.
Hello, get with the program. This is America here. You know, you got to talk English.
Not for long, though. It's not worth learning English.
Yeah, I hear. It's not, it's definitely more worth it to focus on Yiddish. Yes, he says, Vayter, go ahead.
Etrog derakko vayhadar.
Yeah.
The hadar ktib be. Velo dashina leher av Yehuda idur lashon yivani kidash le ben azay le kaman.
Yeah, we're going to see idur is beauty in
Greek.
We're going to see that soon. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. Yeah? Kafut Lishon Asira. Yeah? Keditnan Kofet Shtei Yadav El Amud. What's Kafut?
Oh, this is tied.
Nachon. Yeah, go ahead. En Ogdin Telulav. Yeah, many times, and the Aruch HaShulchan is going to use this soon, by the way. Many times when the Gemara uses the word Lulav, Lulav is actually a reference to what?
All three of them.
Everything that goes with it.
Saying it, so we don't have his question.
Why don't we say that Etrog?
That answers the Pnei Yisrael's question, by the way. This Rashi.
Idur means Hidur?
In Greek, yeah.
It means like water or irrigated, no?
We're going to see Shigadel al Kolmaim. We're going to see soon. Yeah, that's the Gemara later. Yeah, yeah. Go, Vayter. Afilu besiv. Right, it looks like fibers from the thing. So that's called Afilu be'ikara de'dikla mina klipa. That's the bark of the palm tree, which means you can peel off the bark of the palm tree and use that to tie the lulav. How does it look? Ugly, but what is it? Kosher.
Yeah. It looks like actual bandage.
That,
like the medical bandages, it looks like that, just like frayed.
It looks nasty, but mikol makom kosher.
Yeah, go ahead. What is the nazir? Is kosher also?
Vaday. It's part of min hadekim. Go ahead. That's what you see. Elak mishum de kasava lulav tzarich eged. Since aguda is part of the mitzvah v'arba'at aminim, if you use something else to tie, it's going to be bal tosif. Parish? That's in French.
Yeah, it says here,
yeah, it's a quince, chavush, yeah, in Lashon HaKodesh. Kmushim?
Kmushim, what's
whatever that is. That's withered. Okay, Rashi on the top. Yeah.
What's Pradesin?
Pradesin is they don't live next to orchards.
Oh, Pradesin.
They don't have the minim. Yeah, go ahead.
Pardes.
Which is where the etrogim grow and the lulavim. Right. And, yeah. That's why in America, where do you think we get lulavim etrogim from?
Yeah,
they don't grow in. Kimat don't grow in America. A little bit in California. They don't grow here. They grow in Israel and Morocco and places like that. Okay, right there. So, let's see Taisvis. Yeah, Taisvis, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Lamakshina Lulav Le'etrog, Zok Taisvis, go ahead. Wait, you know, before we see Taisvis, because then I'm going to want to see something else in a minute, let's see the Pnei Yoshua and Aruch Lanir discuss a very important kasha over here. Yeah?
Tief kasha.
Yeah? Tief, pretty tief. Yeah, so he says like this.
That's a teeth.
Teeth is deep in Yiddish. No, he's right. He's good to go. Mashiach comes, he's going to be able to communicate.
Mashiach
himself. Now, he says like this. Yeah, Mashiachis have a lot of Mashiachs, nechon?
Yeah.
Oh,
Ariel.
We have already.
Yeah.
No, somebody told me the Mashiachis have a Mashiach ben David.
Yeah, we do.
They do?
Yeah.
Huh? It's
so cool.
You know him?
I know of him.
So tell him, Tavo. Yeah. And he said, Bia. Yeah, just Tavo.
Yeah, but he doesn't know Yiddish.
We'll teach
he
him.
He does.
Vaito, right, yeah, let's go.
So you think
Pnei Yoshua, Masechet, yeah, to. Yeah, this Baraita is coming to teach me Avesh Pasul. You're coming to teach me that Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir. Why are you only talking about Lulav? What about the other meaning? In the next Mishnayot, in Pirik Lulav HaGazul, we're going to see that all... Well, not so fast. Pnei Yoshua, nu Rashi. And he still asked the question. Yeah? So why are we leaving out Hadas V'Arava, which the coming Mishnayot understand is also Pasul? As Maye says Pnei Yoshua, V'im ken l'Rava Shayach Be'uplukta, D'Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan, K'mo B'Lulav. What is this Baraita doing, according to Rava? Coming to introduce the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the other minim besides for Etrog. Yeah? Why? Etrog, it says Adar. All the other ones, he doesn't have the Hekesh. So say the other minim also. He argues, Rabbi Yehuda would argue by Hadas V'Arava as well. Why doesn't it say it? Shamatata? So he says, go ahead. Yeah. First he gives, you can read the parentheses, he gives an answer that he doesn't quite like. Yeah, go ahead. He's saying, don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Hadas Yavesh and Arava Yavesha are Pasul. Why? Because it says Vav. Yeah, no, that's not true. Yeah, why? Because how does the Torah go? Ulkachtem lachem bayom arishon. Peri aitzadar. Kapot temarim novav. Va'anaf etzavot ve'arvenachan. Which means, it can't say Vav by Peri aitzadar. Why? Because that's the first thing in the Pasul. It wouldn't make sense to use a Vav. It could have used the Vav by Kapot Marim, but it didn't. And then it does use a Vav by Hadassim V'Aravot. So what does that tell you? Oh, maybe it goes back on Etrog. No! According to Pnei Yoshua, the Vav by V'Anaf Etzavot V'Arvenachal comes to connect it to what?
First one.
Second one, to Lulav Benata Etrog, and to tell me that it's going to be as Pasul as Lulav. And whatever Rabbi Yehuda, or Kasher according to Rabbi Yehuda. So which means according to Rabbi Yehuda, whatever is going to be the status by Lulav, based on the Seder HaPasuk, should be the status by Hadas V'Arava as well. Which brings us back to the other Kushiya, why the Braisa doesn't talk about Hadas V'Arava. Verstehst? Says the Pnei Yoshua, here's the answer that he says, yeah?
Why does he say it?
For the question.
Answer.
He says, I don't like that answer that it's going back on Etrog. It doesn't, because I understand more that the Vaving make it go back on Lulav, not on Etrog. Yeah? Why is Etrog special? According to Rabbi Yehuda is maskim that Etrog Yavesh is Pasul. Yeah? Viter. Miu.
Yeah, into the regular answer. You belav achi efshe de bahadas arva fu belav tama dahader nami pasul kishenifrach besiporen davi keman deleta ketuti mechtat shiura mashein kem belulav lo shag veshut ki hay mashem harash shem hazav aravad uvizem atzian lememar nami dahad lo palik Rabbi Yehuda, but didn't belulav ha'evesh avagat v'ag b'sei v'hainu ha'ay tamag gufa. Belulav lo psika leh dezimnin de modet pasuk kibon hechashi v'racha v'tiporen ha'y mashigdavti b'zeh m'shetenu.
The Pnei Yeshua just said something very, very mechudash, but unbelievable. He says like this. He says, the difference between hadas v'arava and lulav, everybody sees this. You ever look at your lulav a few weeks after Sukkot? What happens to the hadas v'arava? If you touch it, it kind of... It crumbles into dust. But even the lulav, even when the lulav gets dry, if you touch it, what happens to it? It becomes white, but it doesn't crumble. Right, therefore what? So by hadas v'arava, it has a different psul besides for yavesh. That what? That it's already going to be crumbled and it's going to be missing the shiur if it's yavesh. Ma she'en ken belulav, you don't usually have that. Which is what says the Pnei Yeshua. Why did Rabbi Yehuda... If Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav yavesh is kasher, correct? That's what the Braita says. How come he didn't say that already in the Mishnah? Why did he wait for the Braita to say it? How come he didn't say lulav yavesh in the Mishnah is kasher? Says the Pnei Yehoshua, you know why? Very simple. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very hard to get a case of lulav yavesh that's going to be pasul like that, because it's never usually going to get that yavesh for it to be pasul mishum yavesh or mishum katute mechtat
shure. Not according to the Ramban.
Nachon, he's going according to the other shittim.
Yeah.
Lachen, the Ramban says, Mar'e Lavan.
Yeah. Yeah,
aval, according to the other posting, that has to be Mamash Nifrach B'tzipon, like the Ravid and others, that's why Rabbi Yehuda didn't say this Yavesh thing in the Mishnah, because it's not even so Shayach. It's not even so realistic, and that's why he didn't talk about it until the Baraita came. That's why he only says it over here, and that's why he says, Rabbi Yehuda didn't speak about Hadas and Arava Yevishah. Why? Because even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Hadas and Arava Yevishim are not pasul because of Yavesh. Rather, why the pasul says Pnei Yeshua? It's missing shir. Nifrach batziponin, it's missing the shiur, and therefore it's pasul for a totally different reason. The Aruch HaShulchan completely avoids the question. Ot pa'am. Aruch Laner completely avoids the question. And he says, the Pnei Yeshua's question is not a question. Why? Tikrata. No, man.
Pnei Yehoshua Iksha. Pnei Yehoshua Iksha. Masha lo adenaka velo hadas arava v'tiris b'dochak. Lo nidati. Dochak one.
He says even the regular answer is a dochak. Why is it a dochak answer according to the Aruch Laner?
It is pretty, because he didn't say it on the mission because never went
to... No, not only that. Because we're talking about psul yavesh. You're talking to me about psul. That doesn't have the shiur. That's a different psul. We're not, the Gemara was talking about psul yavesh. Stay in this psul.
Why? It's, according to him, that is. Oh, because it's hadar and not.
We're talking about psul yavesh, which is hadar.
Yeah,
not a different. Why are you talking to me about a different psul?
Hadar.
Yeah. Well, not chasir, but not chasir.
Why? It's not a shiur.
That's not chasir.
Oh, that's not chasir.
Chasir means it still has a shiur. It's not just not complete. Katute
mechtat
shiure means.
Totally not here.
It's burnt down. Where's the first time we saw Katute Mechta Chiure? Ashira. You remember? Ashira Ira Nidachat Avodah Zarah is considered already what? Burnt. Yeah? Weiter. Rabbi said, it's Tuesday. We're halfway to Shabbat. Efatem. Wake up. Yeah?
Isn't Shabbat ending today, really?
Well, previous Shabbat. But Tuesday is Pa'amayim Kitov. The Gemara says, Masichet Pesachim. The Gemara says, Monday is a very hard day. Monday is a very hard day. The Gemara says, Mefurash. Because Monday was the day that Gehinnom was created. The first No, it's very interesting. Monday is a bad day all over the world. Now, not only in America, where the work week starts on Monday, even Eretz Israel, the work week starts when in Eretz Israel? Sunday. And yet, Monday is an even harder day. Why? The Gemara says Monday is going to be a hard day. Yom Shenivra Bo Geinam, and it's the day that they had the first machloket between the upper waters and the lower waters. Machloket and Geinam. Bad mix. That's Mondays. Tuesdays, the Gemara says, Shabbach Shemo. Why? Great day. Pa'amayim Kitov. In the Torah used twice when the Kadosh Baruch Hu Bibriyat Ha'olam, Vayar Elohim, it says, Kitov. It says, twice Kitov. Yeah? So, it's a good day.
It's so true though. I always hear it. Always.
Friday.
Kitorer, wake up. I say wake up in Persian.
Pause show.
Huh? Pause show. Pause show. Let's go.
Why do we say Shavuot Tov until Tuesday, and then we start saying Shabbat Shalom on Wednesday? Why is that right?
You could, technically.
When are you going to say Shalom Aleichem?
Yeah, you could technically. We say we only say Shavua Tov at the beginning of the week. That's why we say Motzei Shabbat, because that's the beginning of the week. The same way, you know, right now, today's the 18th day of Av, nechon? Would it make sense for me to tell you Chodesh Tov? I tell you Chodesh Tov. No problem to tell you. But it's weird. It's weird to tell you Chodesh Tov, because...
You're weird.
Huh? No, why? Because you're already into the month.
Shana Tova, Chodesh Tov.
I can tell you now Shana Tova also, you know what I'm saying? Even though Shana Tova, we're closer to the next Rosh Hashanah than we are to the previous one. Yeah. If I tell you Shana Tova now, you're gonna think that I'm talking to you about the coming Rosh Hashanah. Shtabach Shemo, this coming Rosh Hashanah, Shana Shemitah. Yeah, we're going to Shana Shemitah. The whole year is Kodesh Kadeshim. Huh?
That's in Israel.
Hello. Titkonenata. Yeah, Viter. So he says Viter. Huh?
Is that going to affect me from Israel?
Big time.
More next year, though.
No, this year.
This year, too.
About what can eat. Dine perot shvi'it. There's a lot of halachot, ma.
Yeah? A lot of halachot this year about it?
About shvi'it, lamano. For all those people going back for Shana Bet, lamano. Vadai, mineder. And Shana Aleph, vadai. It doesn't matter. And all of us guys, because we're all going to be there anyway. Bezat Hashem, Moshiach Tzidkenu. Understand? Shema Atata, Kachayi. Bezat Hashem. So he says like this, Viter.
Yeah, so
the native guys are just going to be on the welcoming committee. Yeah, you come over here, you sleep over there. Atat Hashem Shema, Nachon? Kacha. Yeah, Viter. He says every time, especially in this Perek, we're saying lulav, lulav, lulav. What are we talking about? The whole aguda. As makara, Rashi just said it before we saw. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
ולכן הוא צריך רשי באמת לכתוב שם לולב היינו כפות תמרים ושדין להדס וערבה קטנים.
Rashi in the Mishnah of Lulav Agazun says, what's Lulav Kapot Marim? Why? Because over there he had to say it's Kapot Marim, because everywhere else in the Perek where we mention Lulav, it's a reference to the bundle. That's why also when you make a bracha, Asher Kiddeshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Netilat Lulav. Why say Al Netilat Lulav? Why? Because the Lulav, what do you take with it? It's a reference to the whole
bundle.
To the whole bundle that you take with it, Viter.
ושדין להדז וערבה קטן כל א' באבין עכשיו וכן נראה גם כמימד המילה כמון מי לב אתוג לא עלו לב הרי בברייתא היזכר
בפירוש הדס וערבה גם כן
אבל בכן לא היזכר רק לולב אמה יום מינים הם בכלל לולב
סדה ארוך לנר בכלל דניר השיילה אין פה קושייה זהו הלאה. Now, before we see the Mishneh Lamelech, let's see Taisus first, yeah? If you remember, Rashi said, why does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of Hadar by Lulav?
Doesn't get
no hekesh. Rashi said on that. Why didn't he have a hekesh?
Because you can only do
kal vachomer by yourself. Everything else, you need a rabbi. And he didn't have his rabbi. Didn't teach him that. Zok teisvus v'Rabbi Yehuda savar lamakshenan. Go ahead. Stop. That was Tosfot quoting Rashi. V'tem agdola.
תם גדולה, פירש, אפילו סמוכין, דהיינו שני מקראות סמוכין זה הזה, נידו לדרוש מן התורה, כדרמירים בראש שבעמות, סמוכין מן התורה מנעין, שני אמר סמוכין לעד לעולם. עשו באמת ישר,
עוד לפעמים. Right, that's a פסוק. כל שכן הקשה,
דהיינו שני דברים, הוא קשם בפסוק אחד.
He says, I don't know what you're talking about, Rashi. Says תוספות, הרי, even סמוכין, which are two different פסוקים that are next to each other, Rabbi Yehuda is allowed, Rabbi Yehuda himself, and even those who don't, everybody agrees that you can do it in Sefer Devarim. Anyway, Tekshivata. So he says, huh? Yes, exactly. So now, but if you're allowed to be Doresh Smuchim by yourself, and that's two different ideas in back-to-back Psukim, Kol Sheken Hekesh of two similar ideas in the same Pasuk, what should be the halacha? Bevadai, you should be able to be, you like saying that, huh? Evanti Atcha. Yes, he says. Yeah, that's what Tesh is asking Rashi to Krata.
Coins is very big and Rabbi is Bevadai.
Yeah, so he says, Viter, Wadai, yeah?
What's the second one?
Kal Vachomer and Hekesh. Yeah, Viter. I don't know why everybody hates on peanuts. They're great. especially by the Parsim. Parsim love ajil. You know what's ajil? They like the no, all nuts. They call ajil. There's always nuts somewhere.
Around, yeah.
There's always nuts because they like it. Nuts. By the way, the Rambam writes. The Rambam says that nuts are very healthy. Yeah, moderation, but they have fat content. But there's a lot of protein. Nuts are very healthy. It's almonds, walnuts. These are all very healthy for the body. The Rambam says Mefurash, you should try to eat them. Yeah?
If you have 50 bitter almonds, you die from cyanide poisoning, though.
Not 50. You have to eat a lot of them. 50?
50, 5-0.
Anyway.
What?
If you have 50 bitter almonds in one
That sounds like fake news. I don't know.
Joe, you die of cyanide poisoning.
What's a bitter almond?
Nobody has bitter nowadays. If you have normal almonds, you have to have 1,100. So nobody's doing that. But if you have bitter almonds, which are sold, but they're very rare, you can't have 50 in one sitting, otherwise you'll die.
So he's arguing. Says Taisvis. Rather, he argues on Rashi. Says a totally nupshat. Ela.
Nachon.
Ela kol amidot.
Adam done me asmo chutz megzera shave. They ain't done ela and kein lamda merabo.
He says no. Tosfot says. All of the 13 midot, including hekesh, you're allowed to be done me'atzmo with your own logic. Besides for gzera shava, everybody agrees you need a rebbe for.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's Rashi and Tosfot are polar opposites. Polar opposites. Rashi says the only one you could do by yourself is kal vachomer. Nothing else you need a rebbe for. Tosfot says the only thing that you can't do by yourself is gzera shava. Okay. Now, so if that's the case, be'emet. So, if Rabbi Yehuda could have done it by himself, Hekesh, how come he didn't? You're going to have to tell me what? Obviously, that there's some sort of a svara why he argues on the Hekesh. Right. So, and there's a machloket achronim what the svara is, but read this. Go ahead. If Taisvis is telling me that the emit, Hekesh, a person is able to be done me'atzmo. Now the question comes back on Rabbi Yehuda. How come be'emet Rabbi Yehuda wasn't done the Hekesh of lulav me'etrog? What is Tosfot answer? It's very possible that the machloket chachamim Rabbi Yehuda was, the chachamim understood that there's some sort of svara to be makishotam, and Tosfot Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a svara not to be makishotam. Why? Hadar, beauty, is something that you can attribute only to a fruit. A fruit can be nice. A fruit can be beautiful.
You can't compare fruit to
what's a lulav? Can a lulav be beautiful? A lulav can be green. You know,
fig loves not on fruit itself either, so it's not shayach to an etrog. No.
The point, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. Where do you attribute beauty? Rabbi Yehuda says it's inappropriate to attribute the word beauty. A lulav is a stick. It's a branch. You don't a fruit. Oh, beautiful fruit.
Are there no other branches that we ever call it that? Like an olive branch,
right? No. Etrog. When you see a beautiful etrog, that's beautiful. You ever see the pictures of Gedolei Yisrael when they bring them etrogim, whatever?
Yeah.
They're always what?
Smiling.
Always smiling. Why? The Zohar Kadosh writes in Parashat Emor, Zohar says that the Arba'at Minim, especially etrog, a Kadosh Baruch Hu planted in their nature of these Arba'at Minim, that it brings a simchat to a person when you see them. Especially in etrog, you bring an etrog to a Rav, you bring it to. Yeah, when people
smell it, you're just like
makes them besimchat, makes them smile, whatever. Yeah,
it's a mitzvah. I wouldn't.
Nachon, but the etrog more so. You see lulav, yafe. You see an etrog, davar yafe meod. Yeah, how you say yafe? Chubi. How do you say nice?
Chubi.
Huh?
Gashain.
Gashain.
Top. How does no one pick
that? Anyway, you know how you say? How do you say beautiful in Yiddish? Very similar to Persian. Shane. Shane. You know the last name Shane? Shane means beautiful. Shane. Yeah? So, anyway, the kids are...
Shane.
Yeah? Ruchama Shane, exactly. That Shane means beautiful. Yeah? Or like the, you know, the Yiddish name Shana? It's a girl's name? Shana means Yafa. That's what it means in Yiddish. Yeah?
It just means sleep in Hebrew.
What?
Shana just means sleep.
No, that's Shana. Shana in Lashon HaKodesh means sleep. Shena with an aleph at the end in Yiddish means Yafa. Wadai.
No, but the aleph.
Yeah. Tov. Hala. Weiter.
That's how they spell it.
Hello. Tekshivata. So Taisus is being
full.
Tov. Rabotai.
I with the hay.
Tekshivu tov. Hello. Tekshivu tov. So he says Mishnei Lamelech. Says the Mishneh Lamelech, Rabbi Yehuda Rosa. Huh? Not yet. I want to focus on this point over here because we know there's the Mishneh Lamelech in Ilchot Korban Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda Rosanes, he was one of the greatest Chachme Turkiya, approximately 300 years ago. He writes over here, he was the Rebbe of the Me'am Noez. Me'am Noez brought all of his Ketavim to print. So he says over here, in the Mishneh Lamelech in Ilchot Korban Pesach, it's a Perush on the Rambam, he says, not only does Rashi argue on Tosfot, you know who else Rashi argues on? Rashi argues on Rashi.
Is it the one in
Sukkah? Like, let's see the Mishneh Lamelech. Ah, lo, tekshiv tov. Yeah, he says, Tuik lemedak. Read the Mishneh Lamelech. Tikra ma omer.
Tuik lemedak b'mayel kadav Rashi lo deko elma gershav adifa.
Kevan de Sinai gamrin ama.
Adin adam dank gershav me'atzvo. You adifa mehekesh adkan. Near the shono the hekesh adam dan me'atzvo.
Over there, it sounds like from Rashi and Gittin, right? Without getting into the sugya, Rashi and Gittin says that you can be done gzerash dan hekesh le'atzmo. Hey, wait a second. Where did Rashi just say otherwise? Right here in Sukkah? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. The gzera shava adifa mishum de mikubelet misunai, ma she'en ken be'ekesh, ma shema desvira le'er ha'shed, ma'y da'amrin an en adam. Dan, gzera shava me'atzmo, bedavka itmar gzera shava. Dishar midot, go ahead.
Dishar midot dan me'atzmo, afiru delav kavachor ninu, shara kavachor ma'adat mechayev oto.
V'kashe al ze, Rashi, you're saying that. Hare.
So the dvaratzmo, the beresh, pregul vagat, kata Rashi beresh the chutz, v'kav v'chomer ed adam dar me'atzmo, av hekesh v'day en adam me'atzmo.
Ay, caramba, the Mishneh Lamelech says over here, the Rashi is being soteret atzmo. In lulav ha'gazul, our sugi Rashi just said that you can only be done, kal v'chomer me'atzmo, nothing else. In Gitin, Rashi holds like Tosfot, you can be done everything by yourself besides for Gzera Shava. Maye, Stira Meforeshet. Yeah? So he says, V'yesh kidmut re'aya leze b'ta'aniyot, de'ka'amar asmachtan inum de'rabanan ukule, ve'atosfot ikshu alav shem kushiyot chazakot. Anyway, what's his name? So he answers, Mishneh Lamelech says over here, and by the way, the Kapot Marim on our Sugiyah says exactly like this Mishneh Lamelech. See what he says, go ahead.
Wait, I should read the last line.
Behineriti, no, go ahead.
Behineriti, Lomar, Lezed, the Vadai Vakasha, the Afa Gavdaki Gadavrashi, Sham, Mikomakom, Hahua Liba Derbi Huda, the Kamel Lomakshian Rabban, Had Kaomar, Lehedia, the Makshian Vainu, Shunasula, and I'm doing Joshua Dafka, Losham Dot Vyaki, the Rabbi Maraka Krabim.
Ah, he's saying what Rashi says over here in Lulava Kazul that you're not allowed to be done any of the other midot. That's all going according to the Biuda. Rashi in Gittin that says that you are is going according to the Chachamim that we paskin like. The Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah? Read it again. Read it again. Tikra ot pam. Hine ra'iti lomar. Laze. Devadai lakashia daf al gav dehachi katav Rashi zal sham mikon makum mo'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda dekaamal lamakshenan. Rabbi Yehuda who says that you're not makish lulav la'etrog, according to that Rabbi Yehuda be'emet, you cannot be done hekesh me'atzmo. V'rabbanan hakamen lahedia demakshinan. What did the Rabbanan over here hold? Are you makish lulav laetrog? Yes, you are. Therefore, according to those Rabbanan, what do you see? That hekesh and all of the other midot, you're able to be done me'atzmo. Chutz migzera shava. That's why Rashi's not a stira. Rashi says, I was only talking about that in lulav ha'gazul when I was explaining whom. Explaining Shitat Rabbi Yehuda. But in Gittin, where we're going according to the Halacha, according to the Rabbanan, I be'emet hold like Tosfot, and therefore, according to this, Tosfot's Elkasha on Rashi over here falls off. Not only does the steer on Rashi fall off, but all the Kushiyot that Tosfot ask on Rashi also fall off. Uh-huh. You understand? Keep reading.
I think he's not holding the ground. Rashi's not just saying, explaining how he was able to do
it. But no, he's explaining Dibur HaMatrin is on Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore the kasha falls off. Yeah, go ahead. ומעתה תאבה על הליכות העולם במה שכתב זה לשונו אדם דן קל וחומר מעצמו ואין אדם דן גזרה שווה מעצמו אלא אם כן קיבלה ממשה בסיני ונראה מדברי ראשי פרק לולב הגזול דלב דווקא גזרה שווה דכל המידות גם כן אדם חווה. He says that. וזה שיבוש. No, הליכות העולם הקדמון. הליכות העולם that was written in the 1400s by Rabbeinu Yeshua Mitalmasan from Algeria, which actually Manana Bet Yosef wrote a perush on called Klalei HaTalmud.
Really?
This is the first halichot onam. So he brings and he says, based on this, he made a mistake. He says, Zelo nachon. But anyway, he's answering the question. I'll just tell you outside. Wow, he mamish just destroyed The Stiran Rashi. The Aruch Laner, I'll tell you outside, I don't want to bring, it's a very, very long Aruch Laner. He says a little bit differently than the Mishneh Lamelech. Aruch Laner answers this question. He says, no. It could be that in general, why does Rashi over here say that you're not done Hekish Me'atzmo? He says over here, when there's no other way to learn it, there's no reason to be done Hekish. Hekish, when can you be done Hekish Me'atzmo? When can you logically learn Hekish? When there are two different places, and there could have been a different reason why it was written like that. Over here, the Torah had to write all four minim in the Pasuk all together, because the mitzvah is for them to be together. So over there, there's no reason to be done the Hekesh Me'atzmo. Therefore, says the Aruch Laner, that's how Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not done Hekesh Me'atzmo, even though otherwise, in other places you may, but over here in this context, there's no reason to be done the Hekesh Me'atzmo, since there is absolutely no other way the Pasuk could have written it besides for together. So therefore, the Hekesh falls apart. Long one. Yeah. That's a big one. Yeah? Two. Let's just see. You know what? Let's end off with the bottom two Tosfos real quick over here. Yeah? Let's see the bottom two Tosfos. And then tomorrow I'll give you... Tomorrow's going to be more of a Shir Klali. Tomorrow, get into Rambam's, Rashava's, big stuff tomorrow about Bag Tosif. Big stuff. Yeah? Anyway.
Which one are we doing?
Enog Din. Two bottom Tosfos. How does the Gemara want to understand that the reason why Enog Din Talulav Ela Bimino is because of Hadar, which the Gemara falls off of? The Gemara says because of Bal Tosif. But why did you even think of Ahava Mina that is Mishum Hadar? There's a Mishnah later that says that they used to tie like golden adornments, golden decorations on top of the lulav, and Rabbi Yehuda still says pasul. Over there is putting something gold and nice, jewelry on top of the lulav. Is that not hadar? Of course it's hadar. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasul. Apparently, it's not because of hadar. So what's even the hava mina here? It says Tosfot. Yeah? Oh, says Tosfot. Over here we could have asked, Be'emet, we're asking a question from it anyway. We could have Be'emet used that Mishnah to ask a question over here on Rava, but we chose to ask a different question anyway. But Tosfot says, Be'emet, that's a good question. But since we answer it anyway, there's no reason to insert it. We already asked the question. Last Tosfot.
יש תקציג מכאן דאם לא מצא כשר מברך בסול ודנה גד פריש או רימון ויש לדחות אבל יש לדעתק דשארי כמו לולה פסול רבנו בשעת התחלה
Tosfot says over here from the fact that the Gemara says that you can't bring a ra'ayah from Sha'at Adafak and also from the fact that the Gemara says before don't say that if you can't find the lulav you can't find the netrog bring a pomegranate or whatever what are you saying from over here? That if you don't find the kasher, you still would be able to make a bracha on a pasul. Tosfot says maybe that's not the halacha, but at least what do we hold? We learn from this Gemara that if you didn't, bishat adachak, that you have nothing else. All the psulim that we said in the Mishnah, can you take the pasul?
Yeah.
Yes, just without a bracha. It's a fake bracha. Tosfot's not sure about the bracha, but at least then. Bezat Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start off with the Kapot Marim and Rabbi Kiveger on the Kapot Marim on the Hava Min of the Gemara, and then we'll go into the other Rishonim. Bezat Hashem, we'll continue that tomorrow.
Oh, this is our favorite.
Yeah.
But is it true that we're not allowed to decide what's hadar compared to we're not allowed to decide what's hadar to say?